Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Travis from AOL Church, and I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray this inspires you, encourages you, and leads you to your next step to connect with God. Enjoy the message. Just hear from my heart this morning. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, last year, that was the big verse. My people who are called by my name. How many are called by the name of the Lord? He who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. People say, oh, that's Israel. No, it's you if you call upon the name of the Lord. Would humble themselves and repent of their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. How many of y'all believe now it's 2021? We need healing of the land. I'm going to ask that one more time. How many of y'all know it's August of 2021? How many of y'all know we need healing in the land? But he said, you got to humble yourself and pray. On the prerequisite of, well, if you do this, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal that land. You got to humble yourself and you've got to pray. You've got to repent from your wicked ways. I believe there's got to be humility if we're going to take a step of faith. Not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. But in 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 1, it says, now when Solomon, this is before him, had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. You know what my prayer for you every single week in church is this, that you leave here changed. That the Holy Spirit convicts something in you that say, I got to do something different in my life. But the hour of prayer had ended. In that prayer session, I believe there was worship there as well. You know what ushers in the kingdom of God? Worship and prayer. The glory filled the house. I'm going to tell you right now, as they dedicated it, it said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves. See, we look at that. We look at all the things that happened before God reached out and said that. Y'all, it's getting hairy. It's getting wild. But if God be for you, then who in the world can be against you? He's either your, listen, we can either listen to the world right now or we can listen to the word. I'm going to say it again. We can either listen to the world right now or we can listen to the word. Lord, I declare over your people right now that the blood of Jesus covers them from the top of their head to the soles to the very tips of their toes. I pray that the glory of the Lord fills them now in Jesus' name. Keep your angels charge over them. Keep them in all your ways that no evil befall them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, bear them up in your hands, lest they dash their foot against the stone. I pray, Lord, that they would hear the word of the Lord that behind them that says, this is the way, walk in it, whether it be to the left or to the right. I pray, God, your protection over them, their family, their children, the livestock of their land. Lord, I pray your protection. I speak a hedge around them, just as was around Job, by the Spirit of God. Do a miracle in their heart. Lord, I pray for those that may be sick outside of this. Y'all get in agreement with me and call them out by name. I pray that so-and-so is healed by the stripes of Jesus. You took their infirmities and you bore their sicknesses. You died on the cross so they could walk in healing and in health. Psalm 107:20 says, you sent your word and you healed them and delivered them from all destruction. Isaiah 53 and verse 5 says, the chastisement of your peace was upon them and that by your stripes we are healed. So Lord, I declare life to them. With long life you will satisfy them and show them your salvation. I declare that they'd live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I speak life and not death, blessing and not cursing. Healing come in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, if you have your Bibles, let's stay standing for the reading of the word. How many of y'all are thankful you came to the house of the Lord today? Come on. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 4. Pastor, you preached out of 2 Kings 3, then we went to 2 Kings 7, now we're going back to 2 Kings 4. If you come next week, we're going to go to 2 Kings 5. You didn't do it in order. You're not the one preaching. I'm listening to the Lord, amen? It says in verse 1, now I'm reading out of the King James, so if I sound smarter than I am, it's true. All right? It's just, you're just hearing it. I'm really not this smart. But I'm reading it because there's a word here that I want to use. I'm normally an amplified guy, but it uses the word container, but I want to use the word vessel because God wants you to be a vessel. It says in verse 1, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad. Of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, and upon thy sons shalt pour unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full. Come on, isn't that awesome? When the vessels were full, with man things are impossible, but with God all things are possible, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Amen. Come on, say thank God for the word. All right. Well, you may be seated this morning. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, get ready. God's going to do something in your heart today. All right. Well, if you're just coming here, if this is your first week here, if you're a visitor, and maybe you hadn't been here over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking on this topic of digging ditches. How many of y'all really, God's put something in your heart to dig a ditch? Let me see your hands. God's really put something in your heart that you want to be someone who digs a ditch. All right, praise the Lord. Well, it comes out of the text of 2 Kings chapter 3. The prophet Elisha, there is three kings that come up to him. And they say, hey, look, we're ready to take some ground. We believe God's called us to take some ground. And there's three kings that come together. And when they do that, they run out of water. And so one of them is Jehoshaphat. He's one who feared the Lord, and he said, let's go to the prophet. And the prophet says this, let me hear from God, and he changed the atmosphere. I want to ask you out there, who's out there that over the last couple of weeks, when you've gotten some bad news and you've been bombarded by some things, how many of y'all have learned to change the atmosphere? You know, instead of thinking on the world, I'm going to think on the Word. You know, sometimes, even with this whole COVID mess, sometimes, I'm telling you, if I'm not careful, there will be a physician of some kind talk me out of my faith in believing in the Word of God. And let me tell you something, it doesn't mean you have to be dumb and lick doorknobs. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this, you need to be wise, you need to use wisdom, but you need to know what the Word of God says, that no weapon forged against me will prosper in Jesus' name. And even though I hear all that stuff and I get surrounded and bombarded with it, how many of y'all feel that? Sometimes if I'm not careful, I will wake up in the morning ready to charge hell with the squirt gun. And then I'll get around some people and listen to them talk. People pro-vax, non-pro-vax. You hear all these things, you're ready to just slip in the corner and go, am I the only one who's crazy? But you know what? I turn on the worship music. I begin to declare the works of the Lord. I begin to seek His face. I begin to change the atmosphere. And God begins to do something in my heart that man can't do. Amen? Talk yourself into it. I like what Paul said when he was before the King of Agrippa in Acts chapter 28. He said, I think myself happy. How many of y'all know there's times in your life where you got to think yourself into some things? And so they changed the atmosphere, and the king said, "Have you heard from the Lord?" And he said, "Make this valley full of ditches." And what the ditches represent is sometimes we got to take the shovel and we've got to get rid of the old and make ready for new to come in. And even though there wasn't water, God has not called us to ask where the water's going to come from. He said, "I'll supply the water. You just dig the ditch." How many of y'all know you don't have to ask where it comes from? You just got to get on your knees and pray and seek the Lord. Seek His face. And I'm telling you, He will hear from heaven and He will heal this land, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Amen? Can I get an amen out there? We need to rely on the Lord. I coached you up for several months, and I feel that coaching coming back to me again. We need to stand on the Word of God. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, after you've done everything to stand, what's it say? It says, stand some more, baby. So here in this particular text here, so we're talking about service and how God wants to use us, and God wants to use our purposes. God wants to use our gifts and our talents. How many of y'all, the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable? You may want to get rid of all your gifts you want to. You don't know why you are the way you are, but God knows why you are the way you are. There's gifting in you. You're led by the Lord. The steps of a righteous man or a good man are ordered of the Lord, and He delights in His way. And there's gifting in you. There's people that there's people that Pastor Shannon is going to touch that I may have not the opportunity to do it. My mama told me God works in mysterious ways, and Travis, you are one of those mysterious ways. Amen? Hey, but listen, even though you may think that you're different, listen, you're not. You're created in the image of Christ. And God has some things in you that He wants to pour into somebody else. And in this particular text right here, we read this, that there is this woman that had a husband that obviously was under the mentorship of prophets, and I believe he probably was under the mentorship maybe of Elijah at one time, and under Elisha. But we see in verse 1 here, what happened is this man had died and he had left the debt. And in that culture and in that time, as I read this up kind of in the Hebrew, they told us, I read this, that because he had died and the credit that he had left to the family, the creditors were knocking on the door and saying, "Either you pay the debt or we're taking your kids." You know, the other morning, my parents came for a couple days, and I was sitting on the porch, and I was just, this is what I do, when I just soak in the text, what God wants me to share with you, and I'm soaking in the text, and Dad said, "What are you reading?" And I said, 2 Kings chapter 4. And I said, "Dad, on a standpoint, this is what I'm looking at. My dad obviously knows this story, but he said, as we begin to talk, I said, "You know what I see right now? I see that the world is knocking on the doors of the church for the next generation." If you don't think that, you done lost your ever-living mind. But even right now, pro-stimulus, non-pro-stimulus, there's people I know that it helped. There's some people that didn't need it. But here's my point. The debt that is happening now, it's not may not going to affect you, but it's going to affect your children's children. Are you guys hearing me this morning? So there's something in the text here as a whole of where we are as a society and as a nation. That the enemy is doing everything he can to knock on the doors of your house to take your kids. He's knocking on the door through social media. He's knocking on the door through Snapchat and TikTok. He's knocking on the door through drugs and alcohol. He's knocking on the door through pornography. He's knocking on the door. But there's something in the text that we all need to see. If we're going to keep the world out, if we're going to keep the enemy out, there's some things in the text here that God wants to use you to dig a ditch. How many of y'all know if you don't pick up the shovel, the ditch is never going to get dug? And so the prophet says to the lady, "I realize you're in a pickle and you've lost everything. The cupboards are empty and you have nothing else to pour out." How many of y'all have ever been in that place before where you have absolutely nothing else to pour out? All right, we got 50 that says the truth. We got 100 liars. Praise the Lord. Pay attention here. But what I love what the prophet says, and Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, What hast thou in thy house? I want to ask you today, what do you have in your house? What are some things in your house that's going to keep the enemy from knocking on your door to take your kids? What are some things that you have in your house? You know what you ought to have in your house? That in this house we honor the Lord. Amen. As for this house, we will serve the Lord, as Joshua said. How many of y'all are going to make a statement in your house? As for me and my house, dads, we will serve the Lord. Declare it over your home. What do you have in your house? Do you have holiness in your house? Where you're holy. The things that come out of your mouth, are they holy? The things that you watch on TV, are they holy? Don't get into this culture of today. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everybody does it. Addison walked downstairs this morning with an AC/DC shirt on. And I said, Addison, that's AC/DC. Who's that? I'm like, it's a band. She goes, oh, I just thought it was a cool shirt. Right? Which I'm thankful. Praise the Lord. But ask me next time before you buy the shirt. How many of y'all, and I know it's not a hard issue because she has nothing, she knows nothing about that. But my whole point of it is we need to be careful of what we're bringing inside of our homes. Amen? Come on. Some of y'all are already judging me because my daughter has an AC/DC shirt on. All right? You need to just throw that out the window. Black and black. Praise the Lord. All right. Is your home a home of generosity? Is your home a home of prayer? Is your home a home where the Word of God is not only read, but it's declared inside of your home? Is your home a place of worship? Is your home a place where you fear the Lord? I love it that he says, what do you have in your house? And I'm asking you the same thing this morning, not from that context of what is in your house to keep the creditors away, but I'm asking you on the context, what are some things that God has put in your house that he didn't put in anybody else's? What is in your house? See, Moses, God said, what is in your hand? He had a staff. And to him, it was just a staff. But how many of y'all know the supernatural comes when he takes the natural things of what's in his hands and he puts the super to it and the supernatural happens? Moses had a staff in his hand. David had a sling and five stones. Come on, you may think what you have may not be big to everybody else, but what God put on the inside of you is for purpose and it's for reason. I think about the jawbone of a donkey. How are you going to kill these Philistines? Well, what do you have in your hand? I got the jawbone of a donkey. Well, let's whip 1,000 of them with the jawbone of a donkey. Have I got your attention? The jawbone of a donkey can save a nation. I'm telling you, it may be just love, but it can save your family. Are you hearing me this morning? You may not think that it's anything, but I'm telling you, it's there for a reason. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Think about the boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Because he showed up on the scene. The Bible says there was 5,000 women and children. He wasn't even a part of the count. But even the one that wasn't valued for the count, God used with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Can I get an amen out there? Come on, you're too quiet on me today. What do you have in your house? Anson, this summer, he said, Dad, I want to make some money. And I said, son, there's a weed eater and a mower. That's way bigger than you. But that's what I love about my son. See, I shoe horses and use my hands. I work harder and not smarter. He saw all them horseshoes that are piled up in the back of my pickup down here at the barn and all these horseshoes. He said, Dad, you know what I'll do? I'll clean them all up and I'll sell them. I said, son, you're crazy. He said, Dad, we have horseshoes and you have a grinder and I know how to use it. This is a 10-year-old that said, what do I have in my house? This summer he's made like $540 selling my horseshoes I want to cut. Come on, if a 10-year-old can get it, how much more can you get it? We live in a lazy world today, and I want to ask you this today. What do you have in your house? I'm telling you, provision comes when you say, God, I will use what you have given me, and as I use it to further the kingdom, you can also use it to further a little income coming into your life. God has put something in you, so get off the couch and start digging ditches. Man, you are quiet today. You know, I love it. He said, what's in your house? He didn't ask, what have you lost? You know, so many times we go, you know, there used to be a time back in 1988, I could throw a pigskin a quarter mile. When so-and-so was in charge, we used to do this, 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 and this. Well, so-and-so ain't in charge no more, and we're doing it this way now this time. See, God didn't ask him, what kind of loss have you experienced? He said, no, what do you have right now? You know how faith works? Faith doesn't work on top of the mountain, does it, Pastor Robert? When the good times are rolling, that's when you don't need faith. You need faith when you're in the valley going through the trenches. And so what I love about this text, he says, what do you have right now? I'm not talking about 30 years ago. I'm not talking even about 3 months ago. I'm talking about who do you have right now? Cody could go in and say, you guys are a bunch of bums. I don't need you if you're going to be lazy. He could fire 10 guys tomorrow. You know why? He probably wants to do that. We've had these conversations before. But you know what he's thinking to himself? I made this with my own two hands, and I can do it with my own two hands again. But he's not looking at the past. He's looking at what he has right now. Come on, how many of y'all know there is something that God has? God's given you a dream. There's something that you have right now that God wants you to grab a hold of it, hear from God, and make a difference. Come on, there's gifting in you. There's some things in you that you can make a difference in every single ministry that we have inside of this church. Whether it's feeding the homeless, whether it's working the sound booth and click of a mouse, or singing, or working in children's church or in the youth ministry, whatever it is, the host team, greeting people as they come in the door. Because as we expand and begin to grow, we need people that says, you know what, I have this thing, and I feel like I'm doing I feel like I'm doing the body of Christ an injustice, not working my thing. Amen. Is it hot in here or something? You sure are quiet. Or am I just stepping on y'all toes too much, right? He didn't ask, what do you have left? He said, what do you have in the house right now? What do you have right now? And then he goes to verse 3. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. He said, go borrow vessels. How many of y'all know sometimes you got to go borrow some things, especially when you run out of it? When you're out of love, thank God for the body of Christ that you can come in here and borrow a little love from somebody. How many of y'all know there's times where you're out of joy? I'm out of joy. And you come to the body of Christ, forsake not the assembly of saints together, and you get in the house of God and in his presence, and I begin to borrow a little joy from Brian. I begin to borrow a little joy from Pastor Robert. I begin to borrow a lot of joy from Gabe as he's smiling over here. I just see teeth. How many of y'all know, thank God for people in your life, when you're run out of something, you can come borrow it from them. Sometimes I need a little bit of faith. How many of y'all, you come in the door and you are so weak and out of faith, but when you leave here, you're ready to charge hell with a squirt gun. Amen. I'm already feeling that way already. Thank God for the body of Christ. And sometimes I got to borrow it from somebody on the road. Sometimes I need to borrow a little bit of peace from somebody. Thank God for the church. But let's move on. Verse 4, and when they are come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. I love it here that she says that she shut the door. Because how many of y'all know when you hear from God and you begin to dig a ditch, if you're not careful, you will have the door open to every other voice in your life saying you have lost your ever-living mind. You're going to pour oil into empty vessels. And I'm telling you, if you're not careful, you will be in a room full of social media, CNN, Fox, NBC, talking you out of the miracle of what God has to do, have in store for your life. But she hears from God and says, you know what? Give me the empty vessels. And she goes. Sometimes, you know, you just got to get in the prayer closet and say, I ain't listening to other voices. I don't care what the tension is around me at work. I'm going to get in the closet and I'm going to hear from God and do what God called me to do and not what man told me to do. And so you get in here and you shut all the voices behind you. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Yeah, bring me a donut after service. You get in here and you know what? You may feel like there's no one else around you, but you have the right voice in you, and it's called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's the Alpha and the Omega. It's the beginning and the end. It's the voice that matters the most at the right time, at the right place for the victory that you need in your life. And shut the door to everybody else. Sometimes it's even your spouse. Tell her I said so. But shut the voice to the enemy and do what God had called you to do. Shut the door, keep out the devil. Shut the door. Where's my Bible? Oh, it's up there. Shut the door. Come on, say, shut the door. How many of y'all right now, God, there's put a dream in your heart of something you're supposed to dig a ditch and do. And there's too many voices that are coming against you saying, no, that's not what you're supposed to do. Come on, you ought to give the shout of praise today saying, I ain't listening. I'm shutting the door. That's what I love about the Word of God, Pastor Robert. Even little details like that, she shut the door. Said, I need the people in this room who's for me and not against me. Moving on. I better preach fast. She shut the door. She was like, you know what? I'm holding on to this. Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, for you have recompense of reward coming your way. I'm going to be like a bulldog on a bone. I'm going to be like a hair on a biscuit. Amen. You know that hair that gets in the biscuit and like you can't get it off and then you try to get it off your hand? Moving on. You hold on to what God has in store for you. Like a fly on horse apples, don't let go. But what I love about this text here, and the Lord showed me this many years ago, I got an example here. Youth pastor in me is always coming out. But how many of y'all know the oil is not the problem? I'm going to say this as a context of the whole. The oil is not the problem. God wants to give you more than you can even handle. Does he not? God's not the problem. We are. We're the problem. Pride settles in. My way or the highway. I'm going to do it this way no matter what. And what I love about this text as a whole is, you know what we have lots of times? I'm just going to point this out first. We have people, they get saved, and let's say this is the well, right? This is the well. And what happens is they come in, they listen to podcasts, they worship, they listen to podcasts, they come on Wednesday nights, they come on Sunday mornings, they listen to YouTube, they listen to this prophecy, to that prophecy, they read the Word of God, they pray, and all those things are great. But look at the text, he said, bring me an empty vessel. See, what happens is we walk around like a big, fat, overgrown believer. We walk into the church house. I mean, just don't get offended. I'm just saying. We sit down. We receive the word of the Lord. Receive, 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 receive. Then we listen and we receive, 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 receive. How many of you know if you receive too much, you will explode? I'm talking like in the nursing aspect. If you don't have an exit, how many of y'all know it's a problem? Right? It's a very crappy situation. Some of y'all aren't getting me. Am I going to have to get more real than that? How many of y'all? Come on. Lord, have mercy. We walk in. And I'm telling you, there is people in your realm that needs to hear what God has put on the inside of you. By the blood of the Lamb, we overcome, but by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. All right, some of you are still asleep. So you stay full. But then here's another thing that we do. I got some props here. I've got soccer moms. Ooh, the church. I've got Pack a Sack, Facebook. All right. I got the world. Ooh, and I got family. See, lots of times this is what we do. We like to get filled by the world, by Facebook, by Instagram, by CNN. And I'll tell you, this one's got a hole in it. No, that's perfect. How many of y'all know things of the world have holes in them? And what we're trying to do is trying to fill our cup with these things. And I'm telling you, it has holes in it. And you'll never get filled to capacity of what God really has in store for you. But what God has called you to do, you know how many times I heard in the church, I'm not being fed. No, the problem is they've been fed so much that they're about to El Gordo. Mucho grande gordo. They're so fat with all this stuff that they've taken in that they can't even move anymore. But you know what God has called you to do? When you come in on a Sunday morning, rather than coming in like filled to the brim, you know what God had in store for you? Hey, your family at the dinner table, why don't you pour in what God has done inside of your finances? Hey, Pack a Sack, that guy that the Lord, or United in Walmart, why don't you pour a little bit into him as well? That, I can't read my writing. Oh, the church. Come on. We're talking about the church. In that youth ministry, in that production, in the prayer team, and singles team, down at the arena, the homeless, the worship, the production. Why don't you pour into that a little bit? There's only some of you shouting. I don't care. Soccer moms, acquaintances, neighbors, people in your life. Why don't you pour a little bit into them? If God be for you, then who in the world can be against you? You know what? I had sickness in my body once, and the Lord healed my body. I was delivered from drugs and alcohol. And you pour, and you pour, and you pour. And when you come into the body of Christ, say, God, fill me up for this week. Because I'm going back to the family. I'm going back to my job. I'm going back to my in-laws. I'm going back to the church. I'm telling you, and then your family will begin to overflow because the well, what did he say in John 4 to the woman at the well? He said, if you drink from me, you will never go thirsty. Come on, you ought to give praise to God this morning. Pour it into him. Pour it into him. I'm coming back Monday and Tuesday. I gave it all to somebody else. God, give me more. Are you guys seeing this? God called you to be a light. I loved it. Somebody texted me this week, and I'm so proud. They went to the city council meeting. We ought to be, as believers, pouring into city council meetings. Are you guys seeing how important it is to be an empty vessel rather than so full? I'm telling you, get it this morning. This well never runs dry, but the well that has cracks in it will never fulfill you. That's what I love about the Word of God. I just love it that you can contemplate the Word of God, but it can never complete you. You can dig and dig and dig, and you can never reach the bottom. It's just like this particular text. The Lord showed me things years ago, but it's amazing. Just a couple years, God showed me so much more. If you're going to dig ditches, you've got to learn how to be empty. I told you about what happened to me at United the other day as I was standing in line getting prescriptions. I'm telling you, I don't do that because I'm a preacher. I do that because I'm a believer. believers lay hands on the sick and that they shall recover. Come on, how many of y'all believe we need to pour it into the next generation? If you want to save, if you want to save this next generation, I encourage you, you've been on the fence. Come on, you can pour into those kids. You can pour into those kids. You can rock them babies and declare the works of the Lord, right, Becky? Declare the works of the Lord over them. You can work in the youth ministry. Come on, make a difference and pour into somebody else's life. See, it was empty vessels. Are you guys getting anything out of the text today? And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet another vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. What happened? The oil stopped when there was no more empty vessels. You want it to stop? If you got a good thing going right now, keep doing what you're doing. God's given me insight. God has given me revelation. It's because you're staying empty. Don't just read the word and keep it in. Read the word and declare it out of your mouth. Read the word and pour it into your kids. Read the word. Pour it into your church family. Declare the works of the Lord. Come on, y'all getting something this morning? What I also love about this is how important it is, the container. The product's only as good as the container. What if you ordered a pizza and he showed up your door holding up hot pizza like... Come on, seriously, what if you ordered Chick-fil-A and he's like, all right, here's your burger. You want a Coke? And he had like just a spout where he just poured it out over your head. Open your mouth. How many of y'all know the cup is a container? The container needs to be empty. It's not the container that gives value to the product. It's the product that gives value to the container. I'm going to say it again. It's not the container that gives value to the product. It's the product that gives value to the container. I'm going to say it like this. It's not the vessel that gives value to the product. It's the product that gives value to the vessel. Let me tell you something. You're a vessel. I'm going to say it again. You're a vessel. Let's stand to our feet this morning. You're a vessel. Say it out of your mouth. Say, I'm a vessel. Come on, let's say it again. I'm a vessel. God's called you to be a vessel. And a vessel, just like that pizza or just like that cup of coffee, when I get that vessel, you know what it needs to be? It needs to be empty and it needs to be clean. I'm going to say that again. When I get a vessel, okay, mamas, you'll understand this, like a bottle for a baby. How many of y'all know the bottle is so important for the baby? No, I'm talking about like the right bottle with the right nipple, with the right diameter around it where his fat little fingers. I mean, how many of y'all know they get used to the right bottle? And if you ain't got that right bottle, you're going to be cleaning a bottle. I know with my kids, they got particular on the things that they would drink out of. But I tell you what their mama would do. Now, daddy may be a little bit different. I may just wash it out, you know. Give them the milk. Shut up. You know what mama would do? Mama would take the bottle. And she would sterilize the bottle. She would empty anything in there that didn't belong. That was of yesterday. The day before. Of weeks before. You know, I'm here to tell you this morning, God will do the same thing for you. The hurts of yesteryear, if you'll allow him, he'll take your heart of stone and he'll make it a heart of flesh. If you'll allow him, he'll heal you of those things that have been so hurtful to you. Those things that have been said over you, that have been spoken over you. Those things that have been done against you, I'm here to tell you this morning. The container is just as important as a product, but I'm telling you, the product is only, it's valuable. But if it gets mixed up with things that don't belong, I'm telling you, it's going to be gross. And I know this is a process, but I'll tell you this. You are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become brand new. We've got to be clean. We've got to be empty. Empty yourself. Empty yourself. I declare it over your life. Empty yourself. Empty those past mindsets, those past hurts, those things have been said over and declared over you. I'm telling you, empty yourself of that. Be clean. Be clean. Goes on to verse 7. He says, then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay the debt, live thou and thy children on the rest. The product that came out of being empty vessels sustained them. The product that comes out of you being empty, it will sustain you. I'm going to say that again. The product that comes out of you being empty and clean, it will sustain you. Get that in your heart today. Get that in your spirit. And not only will it affect you, but obviously in this case, it affects your children. Grandparents, be an empty vessel. If you don't do it for anybody else, do it for your grandkids. Amen. Great grandparents, do the same thing for them. But parents, grandparents, people, believers, Americans, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your house? If it's not clean, get rid of it. If it's not clean, if it's not of the things of God, get rid of it. If it's strife, get rid of it. If it's division, get rid of it. It doesn't belong. You want the oil to stop? You want the oil to stop? Get in division. But you want it to flow? Keep yourself empty and clean. Who next week you're going to come empty? Come on, who next week you're going to come empty? I'm going to come empty. I'm going to come empty. With every head bowed, with every eye closed. If you're in here and you say, Pastor, you know what? There's something right now in my container. There is something in my container right now that's causing me to be dirty and full. Who is it? Come on, just be honest. There's something in my container right now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just keep your hand raised. Just be bold. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we get in agreement right now for these that have raised their hands to be bold and say, you know what? There's some things that are filthy inside of my container. God, I lift them up to you right now. I pray by the power of God, Lord, that you just begin to reveal things to them. And even people in this room that don't know what it is, I pray that you begin to reveal to them this week under the teaching of the word that you opened eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, I pray right now that you reveal yourself to them, that the yokes and bondages of sin, I curse them now in Jesus' name. And I pray that they would empty themselves, pour themselves out. God, give us opportunities this week to pour into our kids. Give us opportunities to pour into our neighbors. Give these opportunities, God, to pour into coworkers and people that we work with. God, I pray for revival. It would happen as we begin to be empty and clean. Empty and clean. Still with every eye bowed and every eye closed, if you're in this room and you say, Pastor, I don't know Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. I'm going to count to the count of three. If you've never asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life, you can honestly say that you don't have a relationship with Him and you're away from the Lord. Today is your day. Maybe you're full of the world right now and you need to repent of your sins. But you've never asked Jesus. The Bible tells us if we admit that we're a sinner, second thing is believe that he died on the cross and on the third day he rose again, he'd come live on the inside of us. And the third thing is this, confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. Confess him as our Lord. He'd come live on the inside of you. Heaven is now eternity for you and not hell. If you're out there and you say, Pastor, this is me. I've never asked Jesus to be the Lord of my life. Or I want to get things right. I want to make things new. If that's you today, I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. If you never asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life, I'm going to count to three. One, maybe you're getting things right. You've broken contract with him. Maybe your life is full of all kinds of things that you need to repent of. Get back on track. Number two, on the count of three, I want you to just lift your hand. I want to pray for you. If that's you, lift your hand. Number three, go ahead. If that's you, you're coming back to the land of the living. Who is that? Amen. I believe everybody's saved in the room. How many of y'all are going to be like this week? I'm going to ask it again. Who's going to be like this week? An empty vessel. God will give you opportunities poured into somebody else's life.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. You can stay connected with us through our website, arenaoflifechurch.org, or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. God bless you and keep you.